This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه قال الله تعالى في القرآن العظيم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى أيضا يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We start as usual and as always by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His forgiveness, and we seek His assistance. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil that resides within our own selves and from the bad consequences of our own deeds. Whomsoever Allah has guided, there is no one who could lead that person astray. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. And whomsoever Allah has left due to their own desire to be left, Allah would never abandon anyone unjustly unless they themselves wish to be abandoned. No one could lead that person astray after Allah has abandoned them. Allahumma la taj'alna minhum. We bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship besides Allah. He is one, unique in His oneness, and has no partners. We further bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is His last and final messenger. At the end of a long line of messengers, He is the last and final one. أكثر الصلاة والتسليم. I wanted to tell you a story that I'm sure that you all know and have heard before. And it is a very famous story that we know from the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I'm going to tell it to you, and I'm going to tell you something that you might not have noticed from that story before. I'm not going to change the story, but I am going to point out something to you that you might not have been aware of before. And those of us who think deeply probably know this already, and in that case it is a reminder for you and for us as well. The story concerns three men from the children of Israel. One of them is bald, has an issue with his hair. One of them has leprosy. One of them is blind. All three tests from Allah. The person with no hair has issues with his hair. He doesn't look appropriate for the people, and apparently those days as well as these days, people cared a lot about how they looked. So this person was tested with the issue of baldness. So an angel came to him and asked him, what would you like? And he said, I would like to have my hair restored. And by the permission of Allah, that angel restored the hair of that person. And he said, what else would you like? And he said, I would like camels. Allahu A'lam, I could be messing up the livestock. In any case, this person wanted camels. And Allah blessed him with a pregnant camel. A she-camel. And the wealth generated by that camel had so much barakah in it that it filled an entire valley. MashaAllah. You know, we are very happy with what we have, and this person had an entire valley. So the test of baldness is gone from him. The test of poverty is also gone from him, alhamdulillah. But time goes by and another angel comes, disguised as a traveler. Someone who doesn't have anything, a wayfarer, if you want to call that person a traveler. And he comes to this man and he says to him, and he says, I'm by myself and I only have, after Allah, I only have you to help me. Can you please spare something from what you have here? And that bald person told him, he said, get lost, I'm busy, go away. You know, get out of here. So the traveler reminded him, he said, weren't you so and so? And didn't Allah restore your hair and give you all of this wealth? And the person told an amazing lie. And he said, nope, my family left this to me. I inherited this. This is something Allah didn't give this to me. This is my stuff. So that person disappeared. And the second person, the second man was a leper. And we all know that leprosy still exists nowadays. And it deforms the people's faces until they look horrible to the human eye. And if you know someone who has that, may Allah cure them and give them patience with their tests. It doesn't exist in this country, but it does still exist in other places, to the point where people are banished from the general population when they have that. So this person had leprosy. And an angel came to him and said, what would you like? And he said, I would like to not have leprosy and have the people look at me. They don't like to look at me. And by the permission of Allah, that angel restored this person back to normal again and removed all the leprosy. And it's amazing. It scars you. Even if you get treatment for it, the scars from it are still there. But this one, alhamdulillah, by the permission of Allah, was fully healed and cured from that. He said, what would you like? And he said, I would like cows. So, by the permission of Allah, again he was given a pregnant cow. And the wealth from that cow generated an entire valley of wealth. Barakah. Huge, tremendous barakah. So, wow, mashallah. Time goes by and another person in the same vein as the first one came as a traveler. And he said, I need help. And after Allah, I only have you to help me. Can you give me something of what you have here? You know, and it's interesting, he didn't ask for the best, huh? He didn't say, can you give me all the valley's wealth and everything in it? I need the whole thing. Please, brother, give me the whole valley. You don't need this at all. You could go back to being leprosy and poor. You were that before, wait. So, give me all the wealth. He didn't even say that. He said, can you give me something? He didn't give a number. This person told him, get lost. Again, I'm busy. Don't you know I'm busy? I got a whole valley to take care of here, man. I have an entire valley to take care of. This is my wealth. The person asked him, he said, wait a minute. Weren't you so-and-so who had leprosy? And Allah healed you of that leprosy and gave you all of this here, what you have here? He said, nope. My family gave this to me, inherited. Kind of like the president south of the border got his wealth, inherited from his dad. We all know that Allah al-Razzaq gave everybody what they have. But this is what the people say now. This isn't yours. Allah didn't give me this. I got this from my family. And that person again vanished. And now we have a third person. Blind person. Can't see. Angel came to him and asked him, what would you like? And he said, I would like to be able to see what the people see. And by the permission of Allah, he was healed of that blindness. SubhanAllah. And he was asked, what kind of wealth would you like? And he said, I like sheep. And he was given a pregnant sheep by the permission of Allah. The barakah from that filled an entire valley. But this blind person has insight. And insight has nothing to do with eyesight. You can see so well and miss so much. But this person, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, had vision, not eyesight. But then when Allah healed his eyesight, he kept his vision. So a person came to him in the same way and he asked him, he said, listen, I don't have anything after Allah. I only have you to help me. Can you please help me with something? Again, he didn't ask for the whole valley. He didn't come and try to take, he didn't steal it. It's a valley. You can't monitor everything. You didn't have ADT those days. You could have just taken something from it. It's a valley. But this blind person, he didn't say the same as the other people. He said, take whatever you would like. So, the traveler could have taken the whole valley. Because this person said, Allah gave me before, and He'll give me again. So that person, that traveler identified himself and he said, I'm a servant, I'm a test for you sent from Allah to you. And Allah is pleased with you and He is upset with your two companions. We like to think that tests and trials are afflictions. Bad things, leprosy. Wow, leprosy is a pretty big test, mashallah. Baldness, if you care a lot about your hair, baldness is a tremendous test for you. It could be. I personally don't really worry about it too much. My kids make fun of my hairline as it is. But it could be a big deal for you. Blindness is a test. And I was born with it, alhamdulillah. It is a test. But we don't think of tests as being victories. And that's the thing I wanted to point out to you that maybe you didn't think of it before. That eyesight is also a test. Not having leprosy, being healthy, is a test too. Having your hair, looking well for the people is a test. Your wealth is a test. If poverty is a fitna for you, and you pray to Allah to alleviate that from you, and when He does so, what do you do with it? All of us in here, you think of, because we like to think up quite a bit. You will ask people about masajid and dawah programs and famine relief that the brothers are here collecting from Somalia. And we will say stupid things like, why don't the Saudis fix it? Why don't the Gulf fix it? Why doesn't the Kuwaitis fix it? Do you want the Kuwaitis to take all of your ajr away? Would you like that? Would you like this big long line of Kuwaitis entering Jannah and you're standing going, I wonder what happened, why didn't I fix it? Yes, poverty is a test for you. There's no question about that. But wealth is also a test for you. And we are faced with a lot of things and we tend to forget that after the victory, the tests continue. Allah said to us, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. That He created life and death as a test for you. Who is going to be better? أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who will have the best deeds? And He knows that we're going to mess up things. So He is Aziz for those of us who don't care. And He is Al-Ghafoor for those of us who do. And who know that we're going to fall short. But the tests don't just stop. He said, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." And He said it twice. The yusra and the usra is a test. The ease as well as the hardship is a test. Don't just think that when things are done, then you can just be happy and just dance about your day as if nothing happened and you inherited that wealth from your family. Maybe that was directly what happened, but Allah is the one who provides for you. And if Allah wanted to, He could have destroyed that wealth. What would happen to your wealth if the dollar lost all of its value today? إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَالرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. That Allah is the provider. Health is important. Some people have illnesses, tremendous illnesses, mashallah. They have cancers, Allah yashfihim. They have various amounts of diseases over here. And they're on chemotherapy, dialysis. People die because they don't have dialysis in other countries. I know of a person who died in South America recently because he didn't have dialysis, rahmatullah alayh. And here we have it. So the idea of you getting healthy is real here. And you pray to Allah to make you healthy. People come to you and they make dua for you and they make ruqya for you. And then when you're healthy, what do you say? Thanks to modern science. Wow. Thanks to all the doctors. And I mean, that's mashallah. I'm not saying you shouldn't be thankful to the people. The one who hasn't thanked the people hasn't thanked Allah. But at least thank Allah first. Yes, you can say that. All praise is due to Allah who gave us modern science. That's true. All praise is due to Allah who guided these doctors so that I could be cured. I'm not saying you shouldn't thank the people. Don't be rude to them. And that's also a test for us. How are we going to be grateful? Are we going to just shake our heads at people and just raise your hands like that? You thank Allah and you ignore the people? Thank both, but know that Allah is in charge of it first. Some brothers are single, mashallah. I remember that. Stay up all night, qiyam al-layl, praying for a wife. Some brothers pray for four wives. Praying all night long, you fast in the day, asking Allah, please send you a wife. Oh Allah, please send me a wife. Zawja saliha, mashallah. And Allah sends you a wife. And how do you behave with her? Are you grateful for everything that she does for you? Are you grateful? Pray for a husband, sisters. Same as the brothers. You stay up all night making qiyam al-layl. Family's pushing you. You're not getting any older, any younger. Allah al-musta'an. We do this all the time. It's terrible actually. And then by the qadr of Allah, you find your quote-unquote Muslim prince charming. And you marry him. Are you thankful for what he does for you? Or do you say like a lot of the ladies nowadays, he doesn't do anything for me. Instead of saying that, why don't you build him up and help him do it? Same with the brothers, she doesn't do anything for me. Instead of saying that, why don't you help her and build her up, because now she is a test for you. The test of being single was an issue for you. Now the test of being married should be also an issue. This person can get you into Jannah, or they can make dua for you after you die. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, akhi, if your wife at your funeral, instead of saying, Allahumma ghafirhum, says, Allah yantaqim minhum. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, sister, at your funeral, if your husband doesn't say, Allahumma ghafirha, he says, Allah yantaqim minha. Oh Allah, don't forgive him, take revenge on him. It's very serious. And it's both ways actually. The test of being ignorant. Some people don't know their religion and they pray. Right? Oh Allah, Rabbi zidni ilma. Ask Allah for knowledge. Knowledge, mashallah. So a way opens up for them to go and study, and they go and learn. And when they come back, they're less ignorant than they were before. But how do they use it? Do they use that knowledge to cultivate Islam in the hearts of people? Do they use that knowledge to bring the people closer to Allah? Do they use that knowledge to empower people to worship Allah? Or do they use that knowledge to win silly arguments with people? To badger people? To hurt them and to chase them out of the masjid? Because we have people like that who learned a lot, but all they like to do is argue with people, scoring points with people, badgering people. Believers learn in order to correct themselves, while fools learn in order to correct others. The test is not just the bad and the afflictions, but the test is also the victories. As Allah said, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُونَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On a day when you will be questioned about every single good that you had. Every good that you had. You pray for children. Allah gives you children. Do you raise them to worship Him, or do you raise them to focus on other things? Allah frees you from poverty, brings you here. Now what do? Allah takes you out of kufr and gives you Islam. In my situation, now what do? Do I just become complacent, or do I start talking and start spreading it as best I can? It's not perfect, absolutely. But anything can be fixed except nothing. Zero times a million will always be zero. Always. But if you're doing something for the sake of Allah, even though it may be and will be imperfect, Allah will still help you. And Allah will fix it for you and rectify it for you. But if nothing is done, then nothing can be corrected. يَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى تَوْفِيقًا وَالسَّدَادِ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I wanted to share that with us just because of the fact that we are constantly forgetting that this idea of being tested is constant throughout our lives. Constant, but there is one final test that is before the Day of Judgment that has three questions in it. Three questions, three little questions. You take exams and you study hard and you memorize things and you write essays throughout high school, middle school, university, college, whatever it is that you did. This exam has three questions, but only one shot at taking it. There's no retests, there's no do-overs, there's no coming back tomorrow and doing it again. There's nothing like that. And these three questions, of course, من ربك, who is your Lord, وما دينك, ومن نبيك, what is your way of life, and who is your Prophet, صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the way that we will answer those questions in the grave, because no one can lie there. No one can tell things that are not true there. No one can be hidden there. And the best way to do that is to be able to worship Allah in this life and know that everything in this life is a test for you. And that's okay. The good that you have is a test, and the bad that you have is a test. Don't look at people who may not have what you have. Look at what you have and what you've done with it. Because the only way that we're going to get through that barzakh is by answering those three questions correctly. Who is your Lord? You worship Allah in this life. That's how you know who your Lord is. What is your way of life? You practice Islam while you're alive. And let the people see the beauty of it. Outside of here. Don't just practice it in the masjid. Practice it in the parking lot. Don't be blocking people off in the parking lot. That's part of Islam as well. Making the road easy for the people to travel on. Practicing Islam. Inwardly as well as outwardly. وَمَنْ نَبِيُّكُ Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is your prophet and his example is the one that you should follow. So that when people say horrible things about him, you are a leading example of why they're lying about the Prophet ﷺ and the fact that they're lying about him. Know that this is a test for you. So may Allah allow us all to conquer these tests of life so that we meet him in a best way, and that meeting is the best possible meeting for us. Inna Allahu malaikatu yusalluna 'ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammadin wa 'ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إننا أسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى أغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمني رحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واستقيموا يرحمكم الله. Just a reminder that the time changes this weekend apparently. I didn't know that, but it is. The time is going to go ahead. So the Jumu'ah time is going to change from next Friday to 1:40 and 2:40. And the brothers outside collecting for East African famine relief. So please don't let that go by. That's an opportunity. The brother is a real estate agent for Jannah, inshallah. So we want to support ourselves by supporting them. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا اسْتَوُوا اسْتَقِيمُوا يَرْحَمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.